Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
It's like the police knew who he was before they got here.
From iHeart Podcasts.
The medical school dean at USC was leading a secret double life.
He's breathing right now?
Yes, he's absolutely breathing. I'm a doctor, actually.
A story about money, power, and corruption.
When people fall in line, they fall in line.
Looking back, I realized, oh, everyone knew.
I'm Paul Pringle, an investigative reporter for the LA Times. Listen to Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast, and I had the opportunity to talk to one of Hollywood's major icons, Michael B. Jordan. In our conversation, Michael shares the highs, the lows, and everything in between, offering a genuine glimpse into his world.
The closest to getting what you want is always the hardest. People give up right before they get what they've always wanted to get.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
On with Mario Lopez.
Yo, I'm Mario Lopez. Joining me now on Zoom from World's Toughest Race Eco Challenge Fiji, Bear Grylls. Welcome to the show, my friend. How are you?
Yeah, good. Thanks, Mario. Yeah, no, it's been an exciting few months, but yeah, all is good.
Where are you at the moment?
Well, we are in North Wales in the UK on a little island that we live on with one little house and a lighthouse, and we're off grid.
Wow.
No mains water. We have solar and wind power, and we're hiding out here for a little bit in between filming, and we've actually, it's been pretty fun. We've been able to do the whole like press junket for the world's toughest race with Amazon on our island. So, you know, there you go. That's been good.
That's what I call socially distant right there. You're good to go. Let's talk about World's Toughest Race Eco Challenge Fiji. That's a title for you. It's back now on Amazon. What is this race about?
Well, it's the world's toughest race. You know, that is what it is. It's 670 kilometers nonstop. Over some of the toughest terrain on the planet, 24 hours a day, these teams are four from all over the world. You know, we had teams competing from 30 different nations, and the stories are amazing. You know, what people go through, you know, in pursuit of trying to complete this was amazing. But I don't know if you remember I grew up on Eco Challenge, you know, when I was a kid watching on TV as one of Mark Burnett's first,
yes,
it was his
I
first
remember.
Ever show. And I just, you know, it really is what kind of inspired so much of my career. I just thought, wow, you know, look, these guys are just muddy 24 hours a day. This is brilliant. and, you know, however many years later, 20 years later, you know, Mark and me have always kept in touch over the years. He was a former British soldier as well. And he always said, you know, Bear, one day I'm going to bring back Eco Challenge. I'm going to give it to you with the job of making this bigger, badder, harder, you know, tougher than ever before. And we partnered with Amazon and created the world's toughest race. So we stand on the shoulders of giants, and Mark, I know, is so proud of what we've done here. But as I said, the stories, that's ultimately what it's about. These stories of human endeavor and what people go through is amazing.
How do you find the competitors?
Well, we had no shortage of people applying, you know, A, from the sort of people that knew about Eco Challenge, but also, you know, this adventure racing world has just got bigger and stronger, and you know, we literally had hundreds and hundreds of elite adventure racing teams apply, but we picked the best. We didn't just pick the best, we picked a bunch of the best. We picked also a whole bunch of rookie teams, and in a way they are the ones that whose stories were so powerful, whether it was, you know, military veterans with disabilities or these young, really inspirational Indian twin girls who sort of rewrote a lot of Indian gender stereotypes on that race. They were just inspirational. And, you know, we had the first African-American adventure racing team and cancer survivors and all sorts. So their stories of what's driving them on and were really a surprisingly sort of moving part of it for me. You know, I think I showed it to my wife was watching it the other day and she goes, oh, that's your work stuff. That's all the adventure survival stuff.
But right.
When I saw her with tears in her eyes, you know, going, oh my God, I wasn't ready for this. Because the stories are really powerful.
Yeah. What's the bigger challenge once you're in there, Bear, navigating the terrain itself or the team dynamic? Which element is more important?
Well, I think both are hard. You know, I said to them at the start, this is like going through Special Forces selection and Everest all in one, but harder because, you know, when I went through my military stuff or the big high mountain stuff, you know, you're looking after number one, but on the world's toughest race, you've got to start as a team and finish as a team. If one of you drops out or one of you gets injured, your race, your whole team is out.
Right.
So I think that team dynamic means team is everything. You know, even though the terrain is ridiculously tough, you know, one minute they were in jungle, then they were in high mountains, rivers, swamps,
right,
you know, you name it, ravines. But I think the thing of keeping your team tight was really what made and broke a lot of the teams.
Yeah, the strategy, I can imagine. And usually you actually participate in the adventure. Was it different having to just be the host?
Well, the privilege was putting the course together with our team. And, you know, I was worried at the start of actually any team going to be able to finish this, you know.
Right.
It was a genuine concern. But no, for me, it's about telling and championing real heroes, you know, and telling their stories. And I got to know these teams so well, you know, we're in this together for 12 days, you know, but I had the ability to dart all over the course from, you know, one end of Fiji to the other and pick up some of the stragglers and be with them for a while and then move to some of the front runners. But it's all about, we always knew the world's toughest race would find heroes. And that's what it did. And that was a privilege to witness.
Nice. Well, it sounds awesome. And, you know, God forbid the world were to end, I'd want to be right with you trying to navigate this road warrior.
How do we get to that island you're on?
Exactly.
Well, I'm definitely not telling you that.
Thanks a lot, Bear. I thought we were tight. Hey, listen, before I let you go, pal, I want to put you on the spot. Quick questions, quick answers, okay?
Yeah.
Favorite show you've binged during quarantine?
Oh my God, there have been so many. The family have been like, I just drift in and out of them. Oh God, I don't know. I don't know. Probably, I mean, I get stuck on edits. So I don't know. Maybe, hold on, let me shout. Boys, what have you been binge watching recently? Riverdale.
Oh. Riverdale. Solid answer. All
boys,
right.
Come on.
Bear.
Boys,
Bear.
Come on.
Bear, you're going to love it. You're going to love the whole thing. Season 3, it gets good.
It's hilarious. Toughest terrain.
I mean, it's like, well, the thing is, okay. Shara and my wife sat down the other day to watch something. It was like, it was one of these, it was at Nashville. Do you remember Nashville?
Yes, I do.
And, I shouldn't be nasty about Nashville. Nashville was actually good. It started off great. But then I said, how many episodes are in this? And she goes, oh, they're like 15. I said, 15? We're only on 6. It's going to take forever. And she gets 15. I think, well, we're done. And she goes, oh, no, there's another season. I go, hold on, give me that remote control. I look at it and there's like 10 seasons.
Oh, no.
50. I'm going, hold on, this is hundreds and hundreds of episodes. I said, honey, do me a favor, flick to episode 310.
Oh,
just watch
my
5 minutes and tell me if you've missed anything.
Yeah.
And she goes, well, to be honest, I could have skipped straight there, you know.
That's a commitment.
Yeah,
that is a serious commitment. All right. Next.
So we didn't do it. We didn't do it.
Season 10 is pretty weak anyway.
Okay, moving on. Who's a celeb you'd want to be stranded on a desert island with, and who's one you'd never want to be stranded with?
I don't know. I've got a strong rule of never saying anything too nasty about anyone, having said that about Nashville. but But I don't know. Listen, I'm running wild. We've taken some amazing people. I think, you know, I think I've often learned to never underestimate the girls. I think it'd be tempting, you think, just to go for some of those big, strong, you know, Hollywood actors, you know, Channing Tatum's and Zac Efron's, sure, and everything that we've taken away. Or Obama, you know, he was a great kind of, you know, curious and determined and positive and stuff. But great as those guys were, I think often the girls are inspirational. And yeah, there's been some amazing, I mean, Michelle Rodriguez, you know, she was an incredible, Julia Roberts, you know, you think, oh my God, how would she be in the middle of the desert? But the answer was fearless, determined, positive, good fun. So yeah.
Oh, that's good worst, to hear.
I don't know. I don't know.
Was it Will Ferrell? Was it Will Ferrell because he ate all the food in the at the beginning?
Yeah, it doesn't have to be like personality.
Will Ferrell is a man. Well, he is a man I will love to my dying day because he is. I mean, he was the first one we ever did, and legend. What a brilliant man. But also, I still maintain he had the hardest journey we've ever done because in those days it was like he said, you know, we just basically did Man vs. Wild, but come along and join, which we pretty soon learned is a recipe for disaster because right, nobody will ever want to do, you know, but Will got the full experience, you know, day after day, night after night in the Arctic. I mean, poor guy was absolutely on his knees by the end, but what a legend. And still to this day, if I see him, I just go, oh, Will, out of everyone we've taken, you, my friend, respect.
Oh, that's so, yeah, hilarious.
What a good guy.
Okay, two last questions really quick. The toughest terrain you've ever faced?
Siberia in wintertime, -45 degrees. As you pee, it freezes as it hits the ground.
Ooh.
Cold, bleak, barren, hard.
Oh, God. Doesn't get worse than that. I can't even imagine. Okay. And celebrity.
You asked me the hardest.
No. I know. I'm trying to think of another element that could be worse. I think that's it in life. celebrity crush growing up as a kid.
I think. Well, when we say growing up, is it going to be a bit more recent?
You know? Sure, it can be whatever you want.
No, I remember I did fall quite in love with the Bond girl in GoldenEye.
Ooh,
what was her name?
That's a good one.
Not the scary, not Onatopp. She was not the scary one.
Remember Onatopp.
The Siberian, the lady, she was a goodie girl in not the baddie girl in GoldenEye.
Huh. This the Bond girl. We'll go with that.
I would also like to add, I was married at that stage. That's why I'm a little bit nervous about that. Hoping my wife's not going to listen to this one.
No, that's fine. That was a long
time. She's not. You're off the grid on an island.
Exactly. Well, Bear, always nice catching up with you, my friend. And listen, watch World's Toughest Race Eco Challenge Fiji on Amazon. Thank you so much for checking in.
Oh, no, you guys are the best. Sorry, I didn't give very coherent answers, but you get it.
No, those are great. Thank you.
You guys take care. All the best.
All right, take care. On with Mario Lopez.
It's like the police knew who he was before they got here.
From iHeart Podcasts.
The medical school dean at USC was leading a secret double life.
He's breathing right now?
Yes, he's absolutely breathing. I'm a doctor, actually.
A story about money, power, and corruption.
When people fall in line, they fall in line.
Looking back, I realized, oh, everyone knew.
I'm Paul Pringle, an investigative reporter for the LA Times. Listen to Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is your space to explore mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia, and I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast, and I had the opportunity to talk to one of Hollywood's major icons, Michael B. Jordan. In our conversation, Michael shares the highs, the lows, and everything in between, offering a genuine glimpse into his world.
The closest to getting what you want is always the hardest. People give up right before they get what they've always wanted to get.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.